The Florida Panhandle is having a rough time recovering from Hurricane Michael and an even harder time finding ways to fund reconstruction. Members of Rebuild 850 spoke to business advocates about the recovery process and what's needed. Hurricane Michael took place in October, but in some areas, you'd think it happened more recently. Former Congresswoman Gwen Graham is a co-chair of Rebuild 850. She says awareness is needed in order to help with rebuild efforts.
I think a lot of people are unaware that that west of us there is still so much damage, so much recovery that needs to be had. I was in Marianna, as I've said multiple times yesterday, and I couldn't believe it because I was in Marianna 2 days after the storm, and I was in Marianna yesterday. There's not that much difference.
Graham says she hears from individuals who are struggling to recover.
I hear from people all of the time who need help, whose insurance companies are not even coming close to reimbursing them for what they need.
Former director of Florida's Division of Emergency Management, Brian Kuhn, has taken on the role as director of damage assessment for Rebuild 850.
In Michael, 31,062 applications were approved. An application is a family. The total payout for that was $136 million, so that averages $4,388 per family.
He says that's not enough for most.
You can imagine you had this fairly significant damage to your home and you get a check for $4,300. That's nice. Not going to do everything you need to get back up on your feet.
In order to help raise money for the area, Rebuild 850 is working with Volunteer Florida, whose job is to bring tourism to the area. Graham says Panama City Beach is ready for spring break, when the area makes a lot of money from tourists wanting to enjoy Florida's beaches.